Good morning, good afternoon, and good day to our Dad Timeout Show listeners around the world. Welcome to the Dad Timeout Show! We're just four dads with 12 kids between us, and we all, oddly enough, except for our guests, work in the entertainment industry. He kind of does, too.
Kind of.
This show is a place to put your feet up or down if you're exercising or driving or skateboarding or kite surfing or hiking or moonwalking or needlepointing or scrapbooking, gardening, refereeing, food shopping, or anything like that, especially if you're joining us for the Dad Timeout Show live from Fieldworks Brewing Company. If you could like us, subscribe, or leave a review, we'd be forever grateful. And please follow us on the gram, Twitter, and Facebook. In tonight's show, of course, the dads kick off with a little hello and a catch-up, and then on to the end of school chatter and the beginnings of the summer season. Then they'll finally have their take on Parent Tweets of the Week, dealing mainly with summer stuff, and then on to smart articles by smart people. The dads will discuss an article from Fatherly, Family Travel Tips I Wish I Had Learned Sooner. Whether you're a new parent or experienced one, there's advice here that can make the journey smoother. And finally, we wrap things up with a quiz on travel. And speaking of travel, then a couple this or that. Then finally, things that make them smile. Speaking of things that make us smile, let's hear it for the kids in the house
all
tonight.
Right. All right.
They are going to kick us off with dad jokes. What's your name, sir? And what is your joke? And talk into the microphone.
Hi, I'm Andy. So my joke is this. Why did the tomato feel embarrassed?
Why did the tomato feel embarrassed?
Well, I don't know.
Because it saw the salad dressing.
Because it saw the salad dressing.
This kid.
All right, good job, Andy.
I love this guy.
Love that kid. That was a good one.
What's your name, man?
Ava.
And what's your joke tonight?
All right.
What do you call a cantaloupe in a swimming pool?
What do you call a cantaloupe in a swimming pool?
A watermelon.
A watermelon!
All right, that one was good, too.
All fair. Right, and good last job. But not least, what's your name, ma'am?
Lola.
And what is your joke this evening?
Why did the tow truck get in trouble after towing a car?
Why did the tow truck get in trouble after towing a car? I don't know.
I don't know. I think about that.
The police said he was double parking.
The police said he was double parking.
That's a good one. Take
all right, once again, let's hear it for the kids in
all
the
right,
house.
Nice.
You know, at this time in the show, ordinarily I would do an all right, here come the guys around the corner, but I think the cat's out of the bag. Welcome into the show, Dad Timeout Show, Fieldworks Brewing Company. We are live.
Gathered together from the cosmic reaches of the universe, here in this great hall of justice, are the most powerful forces of good ever assembled, dedicated to truth, justice, and peace for all mankind.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Dad Timeout Show.
We have a guest here tonight, so let's catch him on the tradition. We go around the table and introduce ourselves. Let's start down yonder. What's your name, sir?
I'm Chris. I have two daughters, and I'm happy to be here, y'all.
Yeah, Chris coming in hot from a graduation party,
exactly.
I might ask.
Straight fresh from the graduation.
Exactly.
What'd you get your daughter for her graduation gift?
A little laptop.
A laptop?
Laptop.
Very nice.
My name is Benjamin Winter. I got three kids, last I checked, and also having a great old time here at Fieldworks in San Leandro, California.
Fieldworks Brewing!
Excellent. And my name is John Myers, and I have two beautiful daughters, a 13-year-old and a 2-year-old.
Ooh.
Oh, right. 13-year-old and a 2-year-old. Wow. So we
brave.
Now have brought the bar down.
Brave.
We have a 2-year-old.
Brought the curve
dad.
Down.
Yeah. Not a 2-year-old dad, technically, but a 2-year-old dad.
That's good.
Well, welcome to the show, John. I'm MK. I'll be our tour guide for tonight. We've got a lot to talk about, a lot to get to. We're going to stick to the summer travel, summer theme, summer, all that good stuff. It's the end of school. How are you guys faring? How are you faring so far?
End already.
Right? It's like when you've been having to go to the bathroom and you're right at the front door and you're just trying to get to the thing and the key and then mm-hmm. the the zipper won't, you know, and it's like just that. It's like that. That's where I'm at right now.
I don't know if I would have drawn that analogy, but, you know, hey, you do you.
What I'm saying.
People I'm know very much looking forward to less traffic in the mornings, trying to make early commutes. 8:30, it's completely clear now. I'm a happy dad.
Yeah, it is nice. Mark is not here tonight. He is in the New York City.
Who is the bearded man to my left? It's not Mark.
It's not Mark. I wish he was here because we'd be saying no more car line for the 2023 season. But Mark, we miss you. We hope you're back soon. So let me tell you what's changed my life, guys. Can I just throw something out there real quick before we get into the show?
Is it a candle?
Very close.
Oh, see?
It's not a candle.
It has the same feeling. So, I don't know if you know this, but I went to a mom's conference.
We know.
And I sat at a round top, and I was with five ladies, and I was kind of intimidated, kind of like, oh, is anybody going to talk to me? One of the first people to talk to me ran this wonderful company called The Essential Calendar. Huh. Right? So, as we were talking and kind of making small talk, I said, that sounds really cool. Let me tell you what I did. But wait, there's more. I bought one, and I brought it home.
Oh, nice. Essential calendar.
Let me tell you what the essential calendar is.
Is this a physical item?
Yes.
Not a digital one.
You know why? Because I have so much trouble keeping up with my digital schedule.
Right.
Because all the school stuff gets merged in and sports stuff. And so it's actually a physical calendar with weighted on the top. It's weighted on the bottom. You put it on your wall. It's very nice.
Oh, okay.
And we put ours on the table just for the summer break. And my wife was kind enough to sit with me and go through the digital schedule. My little girl helped me decorate it. And we went through the entire summer day by day.
Wow. Yeah, okay.
Some strong coffee.
Nice.
It is a game changer.
Just like mom used to do, right? The old counter. My mom had a blue one. It's still there next to the phone in the kitchen. God bless it. And the other, a buddy of mine told us about family admin. So now my wife and I meet for 2 hours every Wednesday morning, and that's it.
Yes.
Really?
We had some strong coffee, and we just kind of bullied through it. And now it's up every morning. I look at it, and I'm like, okay, this one's going to camp at this time. This one's responsible for pickup.
The color coding going on for each kid?
We did a little color coding. So I can't say enough about the essential calendar.
Awesome.
And then, honestly, it spurred out of the conversation. She was just nice to me. And I'm like, oh, I got to buy your product. You're awesome. But now I love it. You're in, dude. All right. So that's all I got about that. We are live at Fieldworks, founded in 2014. Yes. Fun fact. Fieldwood Brewing Company is a craft brewery headquartered in Berkeley, California, with a focus on exceptional, honest beer making. Please visit them if you are ever in our neck of the woods in Northern California. They're in Berkeley, Corte Madera, Monterey, Napa, Sacramento, San Leandro, San Mateo, and San Ramon. A lot of Sans in there. guests can expect an ever-changing tap list of fresh releases to enjoy by sampler, flight, or by glass. Fresh beer to go is available in 16-ounce cans or 32-ounce crawler cans. All right, that is the top of the show. Coming up next, Parent Tweets of the Week.
Time now for the Tweets of the Week. Tweet, tweet, tweet.
All right, now it's time for Tweets of the Week, Parent Tweets of the Week. But I did neglect to thank some of our Instagram followers.
Oh, my goodness. They're going to leave us.
I know. Let me just roll through them real quick, and then we're going to the tweet. I want you to follow, if you would, these kind folks. The Essential Calendar, which we just spoke of. Yes. Car Seat Conversations is amazing. The Parent Compass. Melinda W. Moyer. Bay Area Dad Life. One of my favorite new podcasts, the Okayest Mom Podcast, from Sacramento, California, by the way.
Capital.
Represent.
The nice. Jason Green, who I hung out with at the Mom 2.0. PG-ish Parenting, who I also hung out with. Ellie Nichols Norris. All right, so Creative Kids, Inc., also The Parenting Goals, Jose Roland, Organized Mamas, Dr. Catherine Schmidt. search them all on Instagram.
Right, right.
I know you're pulling over right now to check them out. All right, our first tweet is we're going to stick with the summer theme tonight, if that's right. Okay. First tweet is from Patrick Sarah, and she says, having a pool in your backyard is great if you want your kids to spend the entire summer arguing over a pair of goggles.
I mean, they're so cheap, right? Just get 10 of them. Get the 10 pack.
Have you had goggle drama, Chris? When your girls were little, do you have goggle drama?
Definitely had.
Yeah.
It's everything, though. Yeah, it's the goggles, it's a big deal.
Just get the 10 pack.
Do you guys know the best way to make sure that your goggles do not fog up when you're swimming?
Spit on them.
Exactly.
Yes.
Spit. I have a germaphobe wife who goes nuts every time she sees my kids spitting in the pool.
Well,
but at the end of the day, they can see when they're swimming.
Just put a bucket of spit next to the pool and just rub it in there. She'll never know.
In your COVID-friendly situations, I'm sure that goes over well. All right. Great insight from John Meyer, our guest tonight.
Nice. Nice.
Breaking the law.
Just spit on it. That's John's advice for
breaking
everything.
Breaking the law.
Just spit on it.
Okay,
thanks, John.
Tweet is from @SixPackMom. At the public pool with quids, we've been here for 17 minutes and 247 shouts of, Mom, watch this. Long.
Yeah, just don't watch. No, stop.
My 2-year-old just learned how to jump. We're going through that right now.
Hey, you know, it never ends. My daughter's 18. She's still like, hey, watch me. Look what I can do.
Which is sweet. So enjoy it.
Yeah.
Well, then what does it say? I spent half of my life watching this now.
Never heard that. I like it. I like it.
You're mean. All right. This is from @KunkleComedy. Now, John, can you relate to this one?
Maybe.
Car seat designers be like, simply press the top buckles together, then dig through your child's crotch deep into their butt to locate the final buckle.
Totally.
I can definitely relate to that. Trying to navigate our car seat, it can definitely be challenging at times.
We got a song called Scoot Your Booty Back.
Is that what it is?
Scoot Your Booty Back. Scoot Booty Back. Yeah, so he scooches his butt back so I can reach the damn thing.
So we're getting parenting tips all over tonight.
Oh, yeah. But we all feel what that person said. We all feel it.
Why is that?
Just, I know.
I remember picking up all three of mine and then fishing around for that dumb that hook that comes up the middle.
The latch system.
Hook up the middle.
All right, that's @KunkleComedy. It has nothing to do with summer except for travel. This is from @MamaJessieC. Summer break week one. Kid, can I have a popsicle for breakfast? Me? No, absolutely not. Summer break week two. Kid, can I have a popsicle for breakfast? Me. After you eat a real breakfast. Summer break week three. Kid, what's for breakfast? Me. Popsicles. You knew that was coming.
Yeah. Not bad.
I telegraphed that one.
It's a good one.
All right, number four. From our favorite @SimonCHolland, no one is full of more false hope than a parent bringing a chair to the beach.
Well, I mean, that's age specific, right? I mean, forget it. No comment. Yeah.
Why is that age specific?
I mean, as they get older, you can sit and have a beer with your friends and they're off, you know, I'd say from the time you know they won't drown.
What's that have to do with the chair?
Huh?
The chair.
Yeah. Full I think we're all missing each other here. I think we should move on. Simon, we
Let's
love
move
you.
On.
Simon, you're my favorite person that I've never met.
Chris
However,
is perplexed down there.
He's really upset about this one. You got to move on.
John's
Simon,
like, what did I get myself into?
Simon, it's not your fault.
To piggyback off of Ben, though, realistically, having a 2-year-old, we bring a sand tent. We don't even bring chairs.
Just
bring a tent. We put the little baby inside there, and they go to town. Fully secured.
I don't know.
Whale-proof.
Those things are
Chris,
dangerous.
Do you need a nap, Chris? Are you all right? Are you?
Yeah, no. Or, I was saying, hey, the so what does that have to do with the chair? And the
I don't know.
I think it's because Chris and I are down below you guys, and we feel inferior tonight.
Yeah, just got good posture, that's all.
All right, we're going to give Simon C. Holland a chance of redemption. First week of school, sandwich cut into cute shapes, sliced fruit, encouraging note. Last week of school, a handful of croutons wrapped in foil.
If they're lucky.
We gave up a long time ago. We gave up. All right, I'm going to give you one more, and it has nothing to do with anything. This is from @Wordacy. have kids, so you can get asked questions like, how does Iron Man pee?
That's a good question.
Isn't there a button for that?
I never thought of that. I'm sure Jarvis has got it figured out, though.
All right, and then our final tweet of the week from OMG So Over It. My kids are living their best life at the expense of my best life.
Very true.
That's it. That's pretty much our show in a nutshell.
Yes, it is. Especially at our family show.
Yeah.
All right, so coming up next, the article from Fatherly, Smart Articles by Smart People. We're going to be talking about family travel tips I wish I'd known sooner, according to 12 Dads. Coming up next.
Articles by Bob People.
All right, it's time for our Smart Articles by Smart People. This one's by Matt Christensen, and it's Fatherly Tips I'd Wish I'd Known Sooner, according to 12 Dads. I think the best way to tackle this, since we're not doling out strong advice tonight,
right,
is to see if these are relatable to us or if these guys are off or on target. All right? So we'll just roll through them quickly. We have all traveled with our families, obviously. We've all learned what works and what doesn't work. Ben and his Westphalia travel the country with their, what do you call your air conditioner?
No, we don't call the
air. Junkyard air conditioner?
Well, I mean, you call it that, but it was a fine-tuned styrofoam ice chest machine.
Swamp cooler?
But,
swamp cooler, that's it.
The snot bucket? What do we call it? I don't know. We call the bus best. Best the bus. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, yes, yes. All right, number one, from Nick from North Carolina. Realize what your kids will remember. Taking a two-year-old to Disneyland is according to Nick, not me, is a waste of money. We did that, and it was incredibly stressful. Years later, our son barely remembers, blah, 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 blah. How do you feel about that?
That is probably the best advice I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah?
Right on, exactly. We project what we want to do. We've dragged our kids, like, all over the world. Look it! We're in Turkey! Come on! Enjoy this! They don't give a damn.
Nothing?
No. No, like, this spaghetti is perfect al dente. Don't you taste it? No, they don't care.
Right? So what age do you think works?
What works?
What age?
Oh.
If you're against, like, toddler travel.
I think at least you have to be 13? 5.5 to 7 where they start to actually remember
stuff.
And then they form the memories.
Yeah. And what you're doing, like, literally they'll remember the stupid ice cream more than the trip to Rome. They will.
Right?
They'll remember the gelato instead of the art, right? So just, yeah.
But even at Disney, they're more excited to get back to the hotel pool a lot of times when they're that young.
No, that's too bad.
Even with the 18-year-old, you asked them, hey, you remember when we went camping that time and we lugged all that stuff out into the woods and we had top dogs and all that? And they're like, nah, I don't remember. Remember? And then we saw the owl nest. And
let's be honest. When we do those trips, it's for us.
No, but here's the thing. It's like, I did it for them. And then we did all this work, and they don't even remember. So you kind of have to wait till they're like 7 or 8 years old for them to be like, oh, yeah, I vaguely remember you taking me to the woods, sort of, and there was a tent, but then that's why we take pictures. Now I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah. Look, even if they don't remember, I'm like, yeah, here we are having fun.
But we need the trips. We need the trips.
We need the trips.
I agree.
Sure.
We definitely need the trips.
Right? So it's harder with the littles when they're little, but we still should do it.
Yep.
Because we need it.
We went to Hawaii recently, and the 13-year-old remembers just the ABC stores. The fact that there's
no 13-year-old?
The 13-year-old. She loves shopping. The youngest one was more happier to see the pigeons
flying
near the sidewalk where the homeless people were feeding them.
Fair enough.
The beaches.
Hey, those are memories. Hey,
all right, well, I say I was guilty. We may have done Disney a little too early now that I think about it.
But you did it for you.
But, well, we had three different ages, so one was ready, and the other
Someone
one was just
ready.
Basically
Someone had fun.
A big chunk of cabbage in a stroller. All right, so number two, bring spare clothes. I think that's kind of a no-brainer. I don't even think that's really technically advice, but thanks, Josh from Pennsylvania, for delivering that one. Take baby steps before the first trip. Have you done that, or did you just dive in?
No, we go get groceries every week. That's a great baby step before going on the big trip.
That's a good point.
I don't remember. It doesn't matter. I mean, that's not something you think of, right? You just you go where you want to go. I it's not conscious. Oh, let's take it easy here. Let's just go on a day trip before we go on the
right.
trip.
We luckily from all the sports travel got a little bit of like, okay, this is what an overnight is. Okay, this is what a 2 day is. Okay, this is like we have plans to take a plane somewhere. And then we got used to like, okay, this is what she needs to sleep. She, oh man, she snores louder than me and all these things. And then we're like, okay, now we can do the cruise. So, I mean, we unintentionally followed that advice and it did help out. Like now I know what to expect. No big surprises, you know, I think
living here too, like we did so many like day trips to the ocean, day trips to the mountains. And not anywhere in the country you can make your version of that. But I think that kind of got our kids used to just rolling with it. They still won't look us in the eye when we talk about the cross-country adventures we took. They're still angry about that. But
yeah, not nearly as good as you think it would be. Yeah.
But to Chris's point, we have pictures, so suck it.
A lot of pictures.
Suck it.
You're smiling.
All right, number four, don't compromise their sleep schedule.
Oh, yep.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
Moving on.
Stop it. Sorry, Dustin from Illinois. I'm not biting on that one. You get there when you get there. You sleep when you sleep, and you nap when you nap. All right, number five, let them watch whatever they want.
In the car, maybe.
I agree with this.
In the car, only.
Yeah.
Or on the plane. The car and plane, yes. Not, no.
Wait, there's somebody taking our picture from the audience.
Oh, should we smile?
Should we smile?
Beer? I'm nervous.
Hey, that guy,
he's videoing.
He's videoing. Oh, this is really exciting.
Facebook Live.
My kids are funny. They always watch age-appropriate stuff, and that's what this guy says somewhat. But they will time the mileage to the show. So if they see it's 300 miles, they'll be like, oh, I can watch Six Imagination Movers. Or I can watch Seven Blueies.
But then they're,
now they watch movies and stuff like that. But I kind of get that. But, you know, that's kind of common sense.
I say only en route. Only en route.
All right. Now, this one I can relate to. Number six. All hotels are not created equal.
That's very true.
One of my vices in life is I like nice hotels.
I like the weirdest ones. We look for the weirdest ones.
Do you?
Yeah, quirky. Yeah, the best memories are the weirdest ones, not the shiniest ones.
Of course it is.
I agree to some extent, but I will say splurging for a suite, splurging for a pullout.
I get it, yeah.
Or room service after a 600 mile drive.
The ones we get are like floral blankets from the 70s that cave in.
Of course
in the middle
you do.
Of the beds are like, yeah, you know, you roll to the middle.
I have a question within a question here. Do you guys really actually shop for hotels when you go on vacation?
Yeah, I do. My wife's really good at it, actually. See, to Ben's point, she'll find quirky, weird ones, like a covered wagon at the edge of Capitol Reef. Yeah. We're there.
Fun. As a millennial, I just go straight for the Airbnb. I don't even look at hotels anymore these days.
Really?
Yeah. Even in Hawaii.
I'll do a little plug for homeexchange.com. That's been and that's free homeexchange.com because it has been money for us. You just change everything. You trade homes, cars, cats. But no money's exchanged. That's come through for us.
No, thank you.
I don't want to trade cats.
Thanks, Ben. I don't want to trade cats.
Stick to the Airbnb.
Whatever.
Not a partner yet. Here's a funny side story, and then we'll move on. But I believe not all hotels are not created equal. I once interviewed for Airbnb, and I would have been employee like number 12.
Oh, man.
And the guy, you might know him, he's the CEO. I won't name names because you can't Google that.
Hard to find, yeah.
So he's interviewing me, and I wasn't even there for the position that I thought I would. Anyway, he goes, so have you ever used Airbnb? And I go, no, I love hotels. I never got a call back.
And I didn't go, yeah.
All right, so that was number six. My fondness for hotels cost me an employment at one point. It's as much work as it is fun. I think it depends on what that trip is.
Yeah, but that's not bad. That's not bad, right? Well, for some reason, we keep going camping. Why do we keep doing that to ourselves?
Why?
I mean, it's just because toil. Because life is toil. We want to work.
It's hard enough, though, like running water and like, you know, like a pillow.
No, I mean, I don't know.
You're scaring me, Ben. I'm going camping in 2 weeks with my two-year-old.
Camping's a nightmare.
Camping's amazing. It's just a pain.
It's miserable, but it's just as wonderful. But the misery is just part of the fun. You know what I mean?
A lot of pictures just to document that you went, though, because once you do it, you're like, I'm never doing this again.
I wonder what she's going to do with the squirrels now that you say that.
I get traveling as work, but we've traveled early and often, so we're kind of an oiled machine. At least, like, the kids know how to get through airports.
All right.
But if you're going on the camping side of things, like, that's a whole other conversation.
That's real survival skills.
That's real. Yeah, that's for real out there. Even if you're in a park 5 seconds from a city, it's still work. Number eight, I like this one, actually. You're all explorers. There's a piece of advice I heard recently that changed my mindset when traveling with kids. Before, I used to look at each part of a trip like a goal or an objective. We made it to the airport, check. We made it to the hotel, check. It was just a giant list of things I needed to be done rather than the things we could do. What I mean by that is the final destination doesn't have to be the only fun part of the trip. If you adopt the mindset of an explorer, from the moment, do you hear that? Explorer. From the moment you leave your house, your kids will buy into the whole idea that it's a fun adventure.
Totally. That's up to you. It's all about your attitude. My dad was so stressed on trips that it wasn't fun on en route. But yeah, he was. But all up to us. If we bring the fun, like, we do a little road trip. I'm not going to try to portray us as a healthy, happy family. That would be not true. But when we pull out, we do say, like, road trip, and we just do that. Like, so we try to set the tone from the time when we pull out of the driveway. You know, so no matter how pissed I am, I still do the little chant. I'm like, you know what I mean? And that helps.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Wow.
It's just road trip over and over with a kind of annoying tune. Yeah.
All
right. And so we just chant road trip when we're pulling out of the driveway to set the tone. And it's really up to us if the journey is part of the fun or not.
All right. All right, John, you're going to get this if you don't get it already. Stops will take twice as long.
Absolutely.
I say three times. To be honest, I'm just as bad. Like, if I get out of a convenience store in Wyoming,
it's over.
I am lurking.
It's 22 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm at the Mentos, like, cinnamon Mentos. Like.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever had the diaper that goes up the backside in the car seat to make it extra long?
I forgot about that, but...
Are you talking about yours or the child?
I've only had it happen once, but, you know, that's behind me now at Costco.
Literally.
And the Depends gave up.
Well, funny you say that. My wife and I, we always joke when we go past the diaper section in Costco. We're like, hey, you need that extra large Depends? Say it out loud in front of people.
Extra loud.
We have it fun.
I'll take one of those.
All right, well, stop sweet twice as long. We all get that. That's kind of a no-brainer. Home rules don't equal travel rules. I think it's kind of common sense, right?
Yeah, hopefully.
11, you're not special. Meaning, don't expect people to bend over backwards just to help you because you're traveling with children. As nice as it would be for people to let you cut in line or switch seats on a plane or give up a booth at a restaurant, you can't count on it just because you have kids. And that's not a knock on humanity. That's just a reality check.
Ooh.
Careful. I agree. I have kids, and I wouldn't give in for kids on an airplane.
You might get recorded and then put on the internet, though.
I don't know.
Like, there's that guy that didn't
give up. I'm nice, especially if I'm traveling solo and I see a family.
Give up a seat.
Like, if you want to sit together,
of course.
You can sit
there. I don't like that one. If you got a little one, like a tiny one, you just do the social thing and you move. You do what you can to help.
Yeah,
if you've ever had a kid with a fever and an ear infection on a plane, you would disagree with that.
But what if that plane ride was 13 hours connecting continents to each other?
Yeah, you're talking about our normal trip.
Okay.
That's what we do every year, twice. And it's, and when people are like, oh, yeah, well, we need to let you guys all sit together and the baby is, you know. No, I think you should move and help families when you can. It's hard to travel with kids.
I prefer to hold the baby on my lap, but I don't know about the rest of the flight for the other 7 hours.
When I first started, I got a couple airplane tips just to finish this off. When we first started traveling with the babies, now when they're older, they're fine. But we used to always, sit near the restroom. We would always get the back rows closer to the restroom. B, we'd pay for the drinks and the people in front of us immediately.
Dude, that's genius.
All right, there you go.
And we'd also talk to the flight attendants and make friends immediately if they needed to.
Yeah, because you guys are nice. You're really fun, happy, pleasant people.
It was just little tricks like that that would get us through flight. Now, for you, too, the kids having, like, Skittles and stuff to chew on their ascent.
Yeah, the gum.
It definitely pops the ears, the gums. Yeah. But, yeah, so we used to do all those tricks, and then it was never a big problem for us. There's a dozen more tips on specific. These are kind of general wide brush blah, blah, blahs. But, you know, we've all experienced travel at this point. The final one here is, and I don't know if I agree with this one either, rent a car.
Well, that's very contextual.
Yeah, well, let me read it to you. When you travel with family, it's nice to have a family vehicle. The Gospel of Clark Griswold and Family Truckster was not lost to me when we started taking our kids on road trips. The actual trips themselves are fine. Our kids love being in the car. They got along for the most part. But what I didn't realize that our minivan was taking much bigger beating than I anticipated.
Oh, so just an economical one. Yeah. I would say yes on the economics.
And wear
for
and
sure.
tear on your own car.
Oh, big time. We rent anywhere from, like, maybe L.A. on because it's so cheap.
Really?
So cheap. We just went to San Diego for 8 days, and it was like $250.
What? That's amazing.
Yeah,
see,
Fox in Oakland.
I use it as a badge of honor. We call our minivan Fizzy, and Fizzy has about 115,000 miles on it, and so road tested, and just it's been through so much.
Wow.
Right. I've never rented a car.
And again, the memories of those cars.
Bess.
The bus. However, but the memories in so in Bess, though, that's the exception. We have a Westie, so if we're going on a trip.
Westie, for people that are not hipsters.
Oh, Westphalia.
Is Westphalia.
Come on, catch up, would you?
Yeah.
But they both have names? That's funny.
What?
Fizzy and what's it? Yours is Fizzy.
Ours is Fizzy, yeah.
Fizzy.
Bess and Fizzy. Bess.
You name, name your car, bro. Name your car.
We should go on a little trip together.
We just sold Bill. Bill did great.
You know.
All right, well, that'll wrap up our smart articles by smart people, all the different dads that came in. But we do want to thank Fatherly because it gets conversations going, and that's what it's supposed to do. Coming up next, we're going to do a little quiz on travel, and then we're going to hit the home stretch. We'll do some this or that, some things that make us smile.
It's quiz time! Palette quiz! Quiz.
All right, it's time for a little travel trivia. I feel like I'm on Regis and Kelly. Wow, that dated me. How about Mark and, wait, what's the morning show on ABC now?
I don't watch
Kelly
TV.
Kelly and something.
Kelly and Kelly.
Who's Kelly Ripa with?
I don't watch TV either.
Michael
nowadays?
Now, right?
Mark Consuelos.
Anyway, that.
They have a travel segment. So, 12 questions, one prize. And the prize this week is a copy of Southern Living Magazine.
Oh, that's a good one.
Right? Actually, a subscription to Southern Living Magazine. Ooh. Yes. So that's on the table. No pun intended. It's not. Here's question number one. Where did the bungee jump originate? Keep in mind, these are all questions about travel. Was it Auckland, New Zealand, Seattle, Washington, or River Gorge, Utah? Chris.
Oh, dude. New Zealand.
New Zealand.
I'm going to go New Zealand. Yes.
New Zealand?
Oh,
Utah.
The newbie comes in with River Gorge, Utah. River Gorge, Utah is not, it's a fictional town that I made up. The answer is Auckland, New Zealand.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
Sorry.
The next one, guys.
Sorry, new guy.
Jeez.
All right, number two.
I'll have another beer.
Which is the friendliest city in the world?
Ooh.
Paris, France.
No.
Vancouver, British Columbia.
Ooh, yes.
Or Boise, Idaho.
Well, Vancouver. None of them, but Boise's the closest.
I'm going to say the Canada.
I'll go with Canada,
Vancouver.
Too.
No way, dude. Yeah.
They're great.
Yes.
Okay, fine.
Vancouver, British Columbia.
That is very untrue.
Was recognized as the friendliest city.
Love you, Andrew.
It's not true.
All right. Have any of you guys doing traveling this summer?
Yes.
All right. That was an easy question. Here's the hard one. What is the most common item forgotten when packing for a vacation?
Ooh, sunscreen.
iPhone cord.
Oh, charger.
Interesting.
Yes. Toothbrush.
Oh, they're toothbrush. Just taking wild guesses here. Here's your multiple choices.
I like that.
Socks, phone chargers, or toiletries?
toiletries.
Well, I'll go with the one that I said without.
You know, nowadays you get like 10 phone chargers, so I'm going toiletries.
Fine.
I'm going to toiletries.
All right, Chris says toiletries. The answer is phone charger.
Dang it.
I have got them. All right.
I'm sorry.
You guys aren't going to catch me today.
All right, number four, which country covers the oh, this is a good one. Which country covers the most time zones on the planet? Is it France, Russia, or Madagascar?
Russia,
of course. The sun never sets on Russia.
John, Russia. Did you answer?
He said it the same time as me.
All right, the correct answer is France.
No, it's not.
Oh, it covers two. Covers 12.
France.
What are you talking about?
French territories.
Oh, man. Colonialization.
Sit down, Ben.
Oh, the territory. Colonialization.
Oh. That's tricky. In that sense, I thought it. Yeah.
It's tricky to rock around. That's right on time.
It's tricky.
How's your day? Number five, which country is unknowingly famous for being larger than the dwarf planet Pluto? Russia, China, or Australia?
Australia.
No, in Australia too.
I'm just gonna guess and go with Russia again.
Well,
yeah, that's your answer for everything, John.
Common sense works this time. It is Russia.
Nice.
All right.
Number six. What is the only living structure visible from space?
Great Wall of China.
Eiffel Tower.
Great Barrier Reef. The Great Wall of China, or the iceberg Isisius?
Great Wall of China. I actually knew that one. Great Wall of China. I'm sure.
I'm gonna say Great Wall of China is a myth. It's an urban
legend. It's a myth. It's not real.
I want the other one, the whatever you said. Zisma.
The iceberg is Isisius.
It's a Great Wall, but $1 million. $1 million.
He's got confidence in his voice.
The key word in the question was living structure. The answer is the Great Barrier Reef.
Oh, of course it was.
It's not true, by the way. You can see the Great Wall of China from space. I've been there.
It's not living, though, Ben.
I went there.
It's not living.
I went to space.
Is that living? Remember? God, I don't like this quiz, man.
All right, this is not a multiple choice. Which U.S. state is only one syllable long? Which U.S. state?
Maine.
Oh, doesn't even blink.
Are you going to give us no examples? I get no AB.
Chris got it. Maine.
Oh, Maine. He's so smart.
All right, number eight. Which country covers five time zones but only operates on one?
Great Britain.
Egypt, Morocco, or China?
Egypt, Morocco, or China?
Five time zones, but only operates on one.
I'm going with China.
China. That sounds like a China thing.
China.
Wait, did you say living?
Yeah, living. No. Wrong question, John.
Right.
Join the program, John. It is China, and they operate on Beijing time.
Of course.
China.
Center of the universe.
All right. The second oldest tree is 4,000 years old. Where does it live? Iran, Iraq, or Istanbul?
Iran.
We're just guessing now, but I'm going to
Istanbul. Because that's where Mesopotamia is.
I'm going to go with Istanbul.
Istanbul or Constantinople. It's Iran.
It's Iran.
Yeah.
Finally,
this will be a nice bridge because I am lucky enough to be heading to Europe in a couple weeks to see an artist who I'll tell you in 1 second. The longest boardwalk in the world exists in this city and state. Huntington Beach, California, Santa Cruz, California, or Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Ooh,
longest boardwalk.
What was the word? Huntington?
Huntington Beach, California.
I think it's that.
That is really
it's
long.
It's really long.
It's super long.
It's crazy.
It's way longer than Santa Cruz, for
sure. But then again, you got Atlantic City. Like, that's that was a whole beach too, thing. That's tough. I don't know.
California. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's go. Let's go.
Huntington
keep it
Beach.
Home. Huntington Beach. John?
I've only been to Santa Cruz, so Huntington Beach.
Well, gentlemen, Atlantic City, New Jersey, is the correct answer because it runs parallel with the shoreline.
Oh, gosh.
And it's
who
not
wrote
a
these,
pier.
Dude? This guy, this person's out. The tricky stuff isn't funny.
And the hidden clue was I'm going to see Bruce Springsteen in Sweden in 3 weeks.
Okay, I get it.
And that was my final question. The Atlantic boss. City, New Jersey.
Thank God that one's over. I don't like that person.
All right, so the winner was Chris Jai with a total of 6.4.
Nice.
And he will walk with the Southern Living Magazine. John,
well done, Chris.
Great attempt. Nice intellect, but you did not pass the DTO
not there, the
travel quiz.
Look at the rookie thought he could play.
But the older guys just showed him up. All right, so coming up next, a little bit of this or that. One random question, and then things that make us smile. Okay, so now it's time for this and that, summertime version. I had a card that I was looking for, but I couldn't find it. But here we go. Summertime this or that. But I'm going to ask an interesting first. Would you rather be the best player on the worst team or the worst player on the best team?
Oh, man.
Just to kick it off, since we're in the middle of the College World Series.
Best player on the worst team, because then you got somewhere to go and to lead and to pull.
Okay. John?
I would have to follow Ben on this. Best player.
Best player on the worst team.
Yeah.
All right. Chris?
I think I'm going the worst player on the best team.
Me too, man. Me too.
God, you guys. See how far we can get.
Worst player on the best team. I want the experience of running on the field and getting the ring.
Get the trophy. I'm on the bench.
Not playing. Not playing.
Not the ring.
I don't care if I'm a bench warmer or not. Okay, you ready? Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Beach or pool? Go.
Beach.
Beach.
Pool.
Beach. Beach. There's nothing like a beach. Burgers or hot dogs?
Burgers.
Burgers.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't eat meat, so I'm out of both categories.
I'll have your
camping
burger.
Or glamping?
Camping.
Camping. Glamping.
Glamping. I see you.
That's what I'm saying, man.
We're glamping.
I don't even like that.
All right. Beach vacation or a mountain vacation?
Not fair. Not fair. It's a mood. It's like chocolate or fruit. Ice cream. You just feel like...
Well, you got to answer chocolate. This or that. That's why they're called this or that.
Mountains.
Beach. I'm gonna go to the beach.
All right. Remember, if you're playing at home, there are no wrong answers to these. Would you rather forget your sunscreen or forget your bug spray?
I'd rather forget my bug spray.
I'd rather forget the bug spray.
Sunscreen.
Rather forget the bug spray.
Sunscreen.
All right. I will say sunscreen. Roller coaster or water slide?
Roller coaster. Oh, we love each other. So true.
What about you?
Roller coaster.
Three roller coasters, three one water slide.
You got a water slide?
Water slide.
I want to see that.
I don't do roller coasters anymore. I just don't want to.
I got
to
see that.
Be a lifeguard or be a camp counselor?
Camp counselor.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Have you ever been a lifeguard?
So boring. No, it looks incredibly boring.
Yeah, you're right.
So boring.
I was a lifeguard. It is boring. Lemonade or sweet tea?
Lemonade.
Look how
sweet
tea. From the south.
I'm from Michigan.
I need some tart.
Clarify your answers. Clarify your answers.
I like not sweet tea. I like the other one.
I need the tart, baby. Give me that lemon.
Give me the sweet tea.
Give me the sweet tea.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe Arnold Palmer.
Look at my hat. It's a Tennessee hat.
Tennessee.
Sweet tea runs in our veins in Tennessee.
It's like
you can't get tea sweet enough in California.
All right, final two, and then we're going to move on to things that make us smile so Ben can get the man ball.
Oh, yeah. Man balls.
Barbecue or seafood boil on the beach?
On the beach?
On the beach.
On the beach.
Ooh.
Come on. Seafood boil.
I'm going seafood boil because the sand and the ribs, no good.
All right.
Barbecue. Yeah. Tri-tip all day.
Oh,
on the beach?
Yes.
Ooh.
On the beach.
No, take the beach out. I'm going to go seafood boil. Final one. Ben, you'll relate to this being the county fair worker that you are or were. Funnel cake or soft pretzel?
Ooh, those are both
soft pretzel. I'm a savory guy.
Funnel cake. Come on, man.
I'm a savory guy.
Buttered sugar.
No, dude, it's a gut bomb. Yeah. It's a gut bomb. It's, the funnel cake is a great idea, and then you get it, and you eat like four bites, you're like, ooh, okay,
you're
done with that.
Crazy. I'll eat the whole thing.
You'll eat the whole thing? With the strawberries?
All around us.
Yeah, you're a dessert
and the
freak.
Nasty strawberries from the can?
Oh, so good.
Yeah, all right.
All right, that was our summertime this or that. Coming up next, the last installment live here from Fieldworks Brewery. What a great night. What a good time.
I love it.
Things that make us smile. Guys, it is time for that final segment so we can usher Ben off to the first pitch.
Well, come on, man. Yep.
He's pitching.
We're talking.
I'm pitching.
With a B or a P?
We literally cannot both.
Okay,
we
well.
Start without him.
Making you smile, Ben. What makes you smile?
I'm watching this crowd over here sit around the table, not in a hurry, sipping beer slowly and chatting. And that makes me smile because that's like what I want to be doing is just like kicking it next to a fire with beers, not in a hurry. And
fair
they're
enough.
Making me smile. And my son's hair is getting really long and, like, unruly. And I'm like, nice. We got to cut it. And then my wife's like, no, we're just getting to the good part. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. So she changed my mind this morning on the haircut. You know, we got over that point, and now it's like, yeah, let's go with the wild child. That's so that awesome. Made me smile this morning.
All right, Chris?
I started building my new skateboard deck, like old school nice. Style. Oh, but nice. Then I switched it up to kind of the cruiser style.
Well, we got
to
talk.
Soft wheels. So 80s, instead of
the 85s?
Yeah, instead of jumping around, I got the real softy.
Dude, let's go on a kick, man. Let's go on a midnight
it's so
kick.
So fun. I've been kind of using that to commute back and forth, and like just riding is just makes,
I'm telling you, man.
Makes me happy,
it's
man.
Good for you. The little things. John?
You know, this is going to sound cliche, but as a listener for almost 2 years now.
Yeah.
You know, I'm really smiling just being up here with
come
you.
On,
guys.
Man, come John. On, John.
I really do miss Mark, don't get me wrong, but to sit in his seat and smell his mic, it feels great.
Smell his musk. I thought you were going to say musk.
That's like no.
He does wear musk, doesn't he? Jovan?
I miss you, Mark.
I'll take that cliche all day. Thank you, John. That's very kind of you. End of school makes me smile. And I had, I was lucky enough to have 3 date nights separately. I took Lola, my littlest, to see The Little Mermaid. We went out for hamburgers. Mm-hmm. I took my oldest to her final dinner before her wisdom teeth got taken out. Oh, and then my mom, the mom over there, she and I did a date night at the Cure concert. So that's a privilege, and I'm very grateful for all that. My little man's still on the agenda. I got to take him on a date night somewhere. And our upcoming trip, I love our dog and our bunny, and I'm going to see a bucket list. Bruce Springsteen in Gothenburg, Sweden.
That's amazing.
Gosh. And I'm very excited for that. And our listeners amazing. And our audience here tonight.
You're here.
They all make us smile. And you guys, thanks for coming out.
I mean, all 400 smiling faces tonight are warming my heart.
It's been pretty awesome what's going on here.
They've been so
here.
Quiet and this. Respectful.
And we have the Zen of an olive tree.
Yeah.
50 yards from us. We do want to thank our listeners. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, any of the good stuff. We always appreciate our interactions with you. We love your questions. We love your comments. We love all that good stuff. You are what make our show so special. And the guys around me. And Mark, when you're flying back, we wish you the best of luck. I think we'll release this maybe before Mark gets back or maybe after. I don't know. Oh, but we hope you're having a good time. We've enjoyed your pictures, and we miss you being in the chair. We'll see you all soon. We are the Dad Timeout Show.
You know
and
it.
We're out of here.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dad Timeout Show. We're out of here. We've been listening to you talk for an hour.
My turn. Hey, everybody.